This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast, featuring Christian entrepreneurs to inspire and empower Christian business owners to walk strongly in their faith while building a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Now, over to your host, Anne Marie Cross.
And welcome to another episode of the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. My guest today says fashion is a look. It's not a size. It's not age. It's not name brand. It's not even a price tag. It's who you are being in what you are wearing. Approachable, confident, attractive, feeling beautifully as if you were and as you were magnificently created to be. So joining me on today's show is Patsy Sanders. She is a master hairstylist and image coach. She elevates her clients' looks from head to toe and from inside out, and she inspires them to embrace their essence through their own transformations. And she confidently walks through life, graciously accepting compliments no matter what she is wearing. Patsy is on a mission to help other women discover the joy of living in harmony with their true authenticity by finding their own unique style through the Element Typing System. Now, on today's show, Patsy is going to share three simple secrets to look great every day, whether you are on Zoom or whether you are speaking in person. She's going to talk about what you wear can either make you money or maybe cost you money. Let's hear more about that, as well as you may be hiding in plain sight because of how you dress. Welcome to the show, Patsy.
Hi, Emery. Nice to be here.
I don't know. You probably hear this all the time. As soon as I'm reading through your bio and that, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, I wonder what she's going to say. I mean, as you can see, I absolutely love black. And isn't it interesting that so many women, we hide ourselves away through what we wear. Yet, as you mentioned, we are uniquely and beautifully, wonderfully made. And isn't it wonderful that you get to be a blessing to others to help for them to see what it is for them. So let's dive in. Many of us have over the last couple of years been speaking more and connecting more on Zoom. We're getting back to the face-to-face, I know, here in Australia as well. What are some of the things that we may be doing that we shouldn't do, and what are some of the things you want to share with us today? Let's just dive on in. Lots to cover.
Well, you know what I want to share about why I think, you know, what you wear matters, and the colors that you wear and how you're being and what you're wearing is so important, because I really feel like the fashion industry and the media has taken away what women, the confidence we have. You know, they say we're not thin enough, we're not pretty enough, we don't wear the right clothes, we don't do enough. Like, that's just such a bunch of hogwash. But we have bought into it psychologically, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you ever had your colors done a long time ago when it was in the seasonal color typing. Did you ever experience that in the early 80s anyway? Yeah. I experienced that. And I was told I was winter, which wears black and jewel tones. And I even color type people for the years, and it taught us how to dress nice and, you know, look nice. And so I did that for a long time. And then several years ago, I moved to a new town, and I had to start over as a hairdresser. I weighed 250 pounds. I was miserable. I just was having a hard time. And somebody invited me to a 12-step program for food. And I'd dieted off and on my whole life, but I'd never heard of this organization. And I went from a size 20, 22 to a 6'8 in 8 months. Wow. 13, and I've been that way for 13 years. And so God heard my cry out to Him, like, am I just going to be a fat grandma? We'd move close to our kids, first grandchild. And I just felt like such a failure as a Christian. Like, you know, I'm a mover and a shaker. I get stuff done. I'm involved. I'm a leader, but I could never conquer the kitchen. So I felt like I was a fraud, you know, like I'm trying to be everything God wants me to be. But when I went to this 12-step program, I realized that we have an allergy to food and sugar and flour. And when we eat it, it makes us gain weight, and we use food to handle emotions. And so I did the 12-step program, which really taught me a lot about, like, that's how I handle life, was to eat over it, to stuff it, to smile and just move on, but not ever know how to deal with it. So a 12-step program was life-changing for me. And within a year, I really became a different person. And so in my own transformation, you know, people didn't recognize me when I'd go back where I used to live. And it was like, it was pretty amazing. But I wasn't comfortable in my own skin, yeah, like, you know, all that time. So I had a client when I started getting some new clients. She invited me to be a hairdresser at her speaker's event, because yeah, everybody that is in her program gets color typed and knows what colors to wear when they get on stage. So they're in alignment as she helps them discover their soul message. So she's also a believer, and we just really clicked. But anyway, she said, would you do the hair? My image stylist is a head to toe makeover, and so the hairstyle aligns with the element. And I said, oh, sure, I'd love to. So I did what she asked me to. And then my friend goes, hey, Patsy, Barb will color type you in the elements if you want. And I said, oh, no, I look fine. I know how to dress. I look good, right? I had purple highlights in my hair and wearing black. And she goes, really, Patsy? You've been complaining to me lately that things aren't going so well for you. Wonder if what you're wearing is keeping people from working with you.
Yeah.
Well, I knew I could be open to possibilities and vulnerable, or I could keep struggling, and I was struggling. Yeah. I said, fine, I just don't want to be a fire. Well, I end up being color typed as a fire, which means they wear the fall color, right? Yes. And I'm over here wearing the black and the jewel tones and thinking, what? Anyway, she explained to me what was different about this system that she uses. And she said, in the element color typing system, it's really based on your natural gifts, your natural character traits, how you show up in the world. Already you're showing up this way, your physical features. And when we draped you in the right fabrics and textures, she said, Patsy, your eyes lit up and we saw you, not what you're wearing.
Yeah.
And I started crying. I thought, what is the matter with me? She goes, look, let's do this. She goes, I know you've done the other thing, but she said, let's go shopping at a consignment store and buy a few tops and just wear them to work and see how people treat you. And if they don't treat you differently, you don't have to do this. Keep doing what you did. I said, okay, I'll do that. And every time I wear one of those tops to work, my clients go, wow, Patsy, you look pretty. Wow, Patsy, you look really nice today. And then about a week later, the salon owner goes, what are you doing different lately? You just look amazing. And all I did was wear different colors. And nice. I thought, oh my God, how does this work? I wanted to do this work. So I got trained by the image stylist, and I started adding that to my business. And my business doubled in 2 years. And people in the networking thing world that I was in that back then, now they started wanting to work with me. And I just thought it was fascinating that color, the energetics and the harmonics of color is what she bases this on, could change how people treat you. And yeah, it worked. And so I got trained by her to be a stylist. She got very ill. I managed her business for 2 years. And then 5 years ago, she sold me the business. So I think God has a big sense of humor, because I didn't even want to be color typed.
I love it. I love it. You know, and it's something that you said, which I want to draw on, and then we'll have you share some of those secrets. I think you mentioned too that even though externally people were noticing difference in you and commenting, even in yourself, you would have felt different too. So it's kind of like that inside out that you were talking about, isn't it? There's this level of inner confidence that just really shines through.
Well, you know, we're a very complex being. I mean, God is amazing, right? And in this process of when I work through my clients, we talk about your human design. We talk about your natural, some of your natural gifts and how they align with who you are, right? And so this is the fascinating part about the elements. There's air, fire, water, and earth. And each one has a character trait. And people say that the color chart be according to their personalities, but it really isn't their personality. It's their character trait. So airs, which were the bright spring colors, their major character trait is they're visionary. They have all these ideas. They're outgoing. They're just, you know, that kind of a person. The water, their gift is process and detail and order. They're already doing jobs that do those things. Then there's the fire, like me, the mover and shaker, and get out there doing stuff. Well, I, you know, done hair for 50 years. Like I've had four salons. I've, you know, all kinds of stuff. And then there's the earth, and they're the person that sits back and they kind of see what's missing, and they're the editors, and they can bring stuff to completion. Well, in this system, we have all four of those character traits in us, but we have a primary of the right color palette that we should be wearing. Because when I thought about this and I started teaching people, is like, there's time in my business, I have all these ideas, like I can't even keep them going, right? And then there's times I have to stop and do the book work and get my VA to send all the emails, right? And then there's times you just have to get in and try it, get on a podcast, you know, try it. And then there's times you think, oh, this isn't working right. Stand back. Get somebody to come alongside you and say, hey, you know, maybe it's this, right? So all four of those character traits are parts of who we are already. It's just being aligned from your soul level to be the, have the color palette that really aligns with you. Yeah. So for me, just to show you, this is my color palette, right? So if you look at this, all of these colors have a purpose, right? Every one of them. And then on the back, it tells you what they're for. So if I know I'm speaking, I'm either going to wear a dynamic or foundation. A foundation color says you're the expert. Psychologically, people look at you and say, oh, they look professional, right?
Yeah.
The dynamic is like they're the action person and the you know, mover and shaker. Well, the color I have on today happens to be a dynamic for me. So I was picking out this outfit. And so if you see, can you see how this blends in with my colors? Yeah. So I look on the back and it says, oh, that's a dynamic. So I get to choose the energy I bring into the room, into life, into the day, by what colors I choose. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. Yeah. And a lot of my, most of my clients that are in business usually up-level their income at least 20%. That's one of the latest statistics. And the part I think is the most fascinating lately in the last 2 or 3 years being on Zoom with our business is this. People make an assessment about you today, and the first 3 to 5 seconds they see you, and 50% is on what they're wearing. So if you're not dressed in a way that people think, oh, I wonder what she does, and your outfit is distracting, sometimes people just look past you in that Zoom room of Hollywood Squares. They don't even, do you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, absolutely.
And we all make, we all do that. We all make an assessment of other people. Don't you look at somebody and think, oh my gosh, why aren't they wearing that? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I find it fascinating. It's true. Whether we want to admit it or not. And it's a cycle. It's, you know, it's a subconscious level thing.
Yeah. And it is that whatever is happening that either is memorable or distracting.
Yeah.
We have to be aware of that, don't we? And for some, in some instances, it can be a slight tweak, or it is that you are wearing a color that maybe you don't recognize, you don't realize that actually it's not your color, but because it's in fashion, you know, it just drains you and makes you feel, you know, makes you feeling sick.
Here's a good question for you, Emery. What percentage of your closet do you actually wear on a regular basis?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just a small amount, and a lot of it is black. Although today I did forget my scarf, and normally that's a pop of leopard. but I'm not feeling 100% today. In fact, I'm probably feeling 40% today. So it's but anyway, but it is true, isn't it? We wear a small percent of our closet.
Well, and then the latest statistic, we wear 20 to 25%. So think about all those clothes in your closet you wear that you don't wear that you've invested time and money in. And for me, it's because you don't know what you don't know. Like, so we shop for four different reasons. One, we're going to an event and we think we have to have something new, right? Like, oh, I got to get something I haven't bought anything. And because of COVID, people haven't shopped at all, right? So now we're getting back into the world, like they're panicking. They've gained a few pounds. They're not feeling good about themselves. And my thing is this, every day when you get up, you have to get dressed. You should get dressed and feel good about how you look and feel when you walk out of the bedroom, no matter what size you are. It doesn't really matter. It's how you put yourself together, right? The second one is, it's on sale and I'm sure I'm going to wear it. Do you have any of those in your closet? And then another one is like, oh, somebody gave it to you. You probably should wear it or keep it. Yeah. And the last one is shopping. I love to shop. Like, you know, they're the person that may have a bazillion things in their closet, but how many they wear. So I think it's confusing today in the fashion world. We're bombarded with fashion, but not everything looks good on us. And over half my clients hate to shop because they go shopping. They have an idea what they want to get, but they can't find it or it's not in their size. And so it's forced people to be online shoppers. So we do all of that when I work with people. The part that's fascinating is I had a makeover studio when COVID hit. So when people could come in, I could color type them. I could do their makeup. I could do their hair. I had gently used clothes that my clients went through and just donated to me so other women could. I believe in recycling good clothing. You know, I had new accessories. And so I did everything in one spot. It was the funnest thing ever. And then COVID hit and it closed me down. And I'm going, God, now what do you want me to do? You had me do this business. Now what? And he goes, you're on Zoom. You could do it virtually. I thought, I can. Okay. So I put together fabric color typing kits with little makeup kits. And now I've sent this out, you know, to other people. And we set up a time on Zoom, having your lighting really good so I can see.
Yeah.
And it works. Now I've got clients in Canada and the UK. And
you've realized that what initially you thought, and that's what a number of other people have said too, what you initially thought was going to be a barrier has actually opened up possibilities beyond, you know.
Well, I've helped so many more people. I work with men some, but, you know, 90% of the women, you know, are, I just feel like we don't have the confidence that we should have, especially as believers. We should be the first ones that, you know, look good. And it's not to shame. I talk about this. It's not to shame or make you feel bad. We have stuff from our childhood that we drag into this about a belief about who we are and not knowing who we are in Christ. And when you can just accept where you're at today and be the woman God's called you to do, but takes care of yourself. I think the saddest part for me is a lot of women have to justify investing in themselves, getting their colors done, you know, changing out the wardrobe. And it's not something you do all, you know, all at once. It's a process. Men, they don't hesitate because they want to be successful. They'll automatically invest, but women don't. So I think there's something broken in us that we think we have to do and give to every other person.
Yes, I know that. You know what's interesting? Something that you said, and I've heard this shared before, and it kind of validates what you were talking about. You said that, you know, statistics show that we tend to only wear between 20 and so percent of our wardrobe. When you know what colors are complementary to you, it makes the decision so much easier. So you're buying clothes that you will actually wear.
And they go together pretty
they
soon.
They go together. That's right. So you can mix and match and all of that.
As many clothes, you know, I help people through, like when I work with people, we do their color typing, you know, then I send them their handmade. I hand make every one of these fans. I cut every piece of fabric because this is your guide, is your new style Bible guide, right? Yeah. You have to have this to know what colors align. And,
Because that, can I ask you, does that change depending on kind of the age bracket you're at?
No, because what you'll do is pick different tones and colors as your hair gets grayer or what your and your lifestyle style changes. So for me, it's like helping you know what ailment is and then teaching you how to take this and go through your closet and separate the things that are not in your style. And then we look like, well, what are you missing? So we start a shopping list. So when they go shopping, they know, oh, I need a few new tops, or I need to change out my pants. Like you go shopping with a purpose. You're not just shopping, you know, it just makes so much more sense to have that confidence thinking, oh yeah. You know, my people that just jump in, they do not compromise, because after a period of time, everything goes together. They know exactly what to buy and mix and match. And so it's really an investment.
It is. And even you've got some scars behind you, and I think you're going to do something with those scars.
Yes, but
even
I am.
A simple piece of jewelry or jewelry can change a look of an outfit as well.
So
you've got those beautiful scars. So show what can you do with those?
I'll show you, everybody, the difference of each one of the elements and how it will look. And when you look at me, totally, just look at me and see what you think. So this is what I wear all the time. And we call this the floating head, because if black is not in your color palette, this is what people see. But the sad part is energetically, people can't connect with you. Mm. So if you're not wearing a color that's in alignment with you, it's like an invisible cloak, right?
Yes.
So this is earth, which used to be winter. Here's another color, very pretty. But this color kind of washes me out. If you were up close, you could see that it kind of washes me out. So that's water. Here's another color that's very fun. So this color is pretty bright. And you see more of the color than you do me, right? So when people look at you, we want them to see you and then what you have on, right? So that one was air, the coral one. And then this one is olive, and this is fire. So can you see where you still see me and what I'm wearing? Like, it's similar to the color I have on. But when you know what colors to wear, it just makes things so much simpler. So here's some tips. Here's a few colors that everybody can wear successfully. So one color that's a universal color is teal.
I love that color. That's
teal is got a combination of cool and warm, but it's a color that everybody looks amazing in. And it's a dynamic, so it's more of an upbeat color, right? Another thing people can wear that a lot of people are getting away from black, because it is a very harsh color and it's very saturated in color. And if it's not in your palette, you've got to have some other alternate. So here's a color called eggplant. I don't know if you can see it,
but it's
a dark, deep purple color, right? So eggplant or wine colors are power colors. So they're the ones you should wear on stage. You're the speaker. You're the expert in the room. And when you wear a color like this, it looks way more professional.
Wow.
The other perfect color is your eye color. Mm-hmm. So your eye color, what the energy it has is its approachability. So it's easy for people to approach you. And most people get compliments when they wear their eye color. Now, I have chocolate brown, and I do have a brown dress, but I choose to wear other colors because I am more expressive. And I'm very intentional about what I wear when I do Zooms or talk with people. Yeah. There are some colors that, you know, like there are times that you're working with a client or somebody that's going through a hard time, a friend that you want to be friends with. It's better if you wear a tranquil color, which is calm and tranquil. So that's the energy you're sitting with that you get to bring into the room when you're working with color. I'll tell you a fun story if I can.
Yes.
Real quick. So I get my colors done. I'm just playing with this, and I'm going to an event with my speaker trainer, and I'm helping her in the back of the room, run the room. And, you know, when people come in, greet them and give them their booklets and stuff. So I find this really pretty V-neck top, which is my shape, because every element has a shape. And it's this real soft peachy color, right? Like this color right here.
Yeah.
So I think, oh, that's pretty. And I find a long duster that was fun. I thought, I'll wear that. So I'm wearing that. And the first morning, my other friend that's a stylist comes up to me. She goes, Patsy, you look luscious today. I said, I do? She said, yes. Thank you. I wore the same outfit to a networking event 3 weeks later. And I had a lady come up to me. She said, Patsy, you look radiant tonight. I never said a word either time. And that's when I started thinking, okay, I'm getting this. Color has, you know, energy and vibration, and it gives you a feeling of an essence of some kind, right? When you think of different colors you love, like nobody buys anything without thinking about the color.
Yeah.
You don't buy a car, you don't buy furniture. Even when you go shopping, you tend to go back and buy your few same favorite colors. So we're in this box. And I feel like God's given us this big, oh my gosh, I have so much more for you. I have so many more gifts for you. So yeah. It's just fun. It's fun to be a girl. It's fun to be comfortable in your own skin. Mm-hmm. You know, like it's the best gift women can give themselves is to know who they are and dress in a way that they feel comfortable being beautiful. I think everyone is here for a reason. God created and designed each one of us for a purpose. I'm 71 years old. This is not what I thought it would be doing. Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm more passionate about ever because I can do total home makeovers. I can do the head to the toe. I can easily advise people, here's the hairstyle you should have. Here's what you should wear. Try this. And it's the most joyful thing I've ever done is to be able to empower women. And when they walk in and say, Patsy, look at how I look. Yeah. You look amazing. You know, like who else is a better cheerleader than us girls for each other, right?
Yeah. And that's the way it should be, shouldn't it? When you think about what you've just said too about being, a lot of us are more on Zoom, and even though things have gone back that we can do the face-to-face now, people have recognized that there are so many more opportunities to connect and engage with people from around the world, which means that because you've got the inability to connect via the person face-to-face, in person, I should say, what you wear and the colour and so forth, I think it's just so much more important because the screen can sometimes drain you out anyway, can't it? So you need to be aware of that. I mean, this stuff is just so fascinating. You can learn so much, but it is true. You can hide or be hidden in what you are wearing because of the background. You even hear of some people who wear different, who have the screen, what do you call it? The screen on the back.
And then they
disappear because the clothing that they're wearing is actually a similar color to the back as well. So all of these kind of things need to be considered. I know that we said we're going to 3 simple secrets to look great on Zoom. I know that you've shared so much, but were there some other things that you want to be mindful or us to be mindful of when we are on screen?
Well, I think the one thing you need to really do is think about, is your hairstyle current? Do you feel pretty in your hairstyle? Because the first thing people do is look at is your hair. So, you know, give yourself the gift of keeping a current hairstyle, right? And at least have your hair look nice. Because when your hair looks good, you can go anywhere, do anything. And then, you know, throw some mascara and a little lip color on, you know, before you go out the door. Look like you're together because the eye goes like this, hair, eyes, cheeks, lips, outfit. So the eye automatically does that, right? So just have more of a total makeover, like completed look, like, yes. Oh yeah, I'm together. So look in the mirror before you walk out the door, right?
Yeah. Wonderful. Patsy, we could probably continue to talk. We've just scratched the surface. If people want to find out more about you, about the work, about all of the things that you shared today, what is the best way for them to connect with you? Okay, so we've had a bit of technical problems. So thankfully, we're right at the end of the show, and we will put a link to where you can connect with Patsy in the show notes if you want to find a little bit more about what she does, and maybe you want to get your colors done as well. Thanks, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of the day or week, wherever you are. Bye for now.
This podcast is brought to you by theinfluencealliance.com. Want to influence real change with your message by becoming known as a trusted authority in your industry while building a sustainable and scalable business you love? Find out how by accessing our free podcast series at www.theinfluencealliance.com/podcast series. That's theinfluencealliance.com/podcast series.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.